need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Rama, Dhamma, so many possibilities. But one thing we know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A woman.
I want to welcome you to the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way in the village of Bonoboville. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. Tis the holiday season. If you're tuned in live, it's Krampusnacht weekend, when Krampus, the horned and horny devil of rich alpine folklore and cheap Hollywood horror movies, roams the earth, wreaking havoc upon the people. Krampus is the dark side of Santa Claus. Yes, he looks a lot actually like the ancient Greek half-human, half-goatish god of the wild. So I wear my pan hooves, I mean, actually these are horns. I wear my pan horns in honor of Krampus tonight. That's right. While old Saint Nick brings joy and gives gifts to nice boys and girls, Krampus kidnaps, frightens, punishes, and spanks with painful birches naughty children of all ages during the Christmas season. And yes, you like Krampus. You love all the horror movie characters,
exactly.
Don't you? Sunshine. I'm Krampus and you're Krimpus with
yeah.
your
hair
tonight. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, Krampus was really popular in the late 19th and early 20th century, with actually adults sending each other's children postcards of monstrous child-beating Krampus, you know, to say, you better be good or Krampus is gonna get you. That's right. Oh, there's an old
the kids gotta
German
learn sometime.
Krampus card. It shows Krampus with a pitchfork. He's rather like a devil, you know, or Pan. But it's funny, the old popes and the Nazis actually expressly forbade Krampus depictions under penalty of, well, Krampus-like punishment. Post-war Krampus went through a bit of a makeover and became more interested in naughty adult ladies. And that's the Krampus I prefer to represent here on the Dr. Susan Block Show for kinky Krampus, you know. But there is another type of Krampus. And he's that demonic swamp thing in chief, the orange Tyrannosaurus Rich, the anti-Santa, a.k.a. the Trumpus. Okay, now show him. There he is, the Trumpus. And he is a perfect incarnation of Krampus in many ways because he actually does kidnap kids. He cages them, you know, punishes them, innocent children, not even naughty ones, but innocent children. And aside from that, he just punishes all of us, really, by his presence, which is no present. That's right. You real life holiday horror. We're going to keep you gagged with a pine cone on this show. That's right. You naughty, naughty Trumpus. I'm going to spank your big fat jingle balls and your tiny little mushroom pee-pee. There it is. Just like Stormy described it. Well, you're going to hold it, I'm going to hit your hand. And yes, indeed, the Trumpus has been haunting us, lo, these many years. Some of us, since his days in New York, he's been haunting us. But lately, of course, he's been haunting our White House, making it a haunted house. And according to Salon's Andrew O'Hare, the Trumpus is a ghoulish and unpredictable trickster. His gifts are never quite as they appear. Although he is an insignificant demon in his home universe, he has the power to convince all of us, those who worship him, and those who would cast him out, of his immense importance. Sound familiar? Mm. The gift of the Trumpus is that he shows us all how awful we can be, how greedy, how selfish, sexist, racist, ignorant, narcissistic, and nasty. The Trumpus does not come out of nowhere. He has been gifted to us like coal in our stockings, spawned by the Republicans and the Democrats. And now we the people, the little horned, horny people, we must do what we can to get rid of the demon, the disease, the devastation of the Trumpus terror. Unfortunately, there aren't too many ways to do that in our great U.S. of A. But, you know, we're going to do the least violent way, I guess. And, yeah, in the immortal words of Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, we're going to impeach the motherfucker. Mm. Of course, the Senate is so far up the ass of the Trumpus whose poops are so nasty they take 10 to 15 flushes to go down. Here, put that meme up on the screen now. No, he was holding a press conference in the Roosevelt Room to talk about, you know, his usual thing of how all these environmentally more sound methods like energy-conserving light bulbs are really no good. And so now he's saying that energy-conserving toilets are no good. And he went on and on about how long it takes to flush his shit down the toilet. I mean, he didn't use the word shit, you know. And he didn't say it was his shit. But who takes 10 to 15 flushes? And he was saying, yeah, people take 10 to 15 flushes. I guess he does. It's all that McDonald's.
I take 3 max.
Wow. Anyway. So, yeah. So speaking of the Trumpus's butthole, the Senate is way all up there, kissing it from the inside. And so they're probably not going to convict him unless there's some sort of, I don't know, angel, a Christmas angel that enlightens them. But even so, even though they won't convict him, probably, and even though it probably will make his base love him more, you know, and I don't know what it's going to do with the election, but it's the right thing to do. You know that? Impeach. You want a peach? Eat a peach, baby.
Okay, eat or suck.
Like the Allman Brothers. Well, I think sucking would be sexier. Suck it. Suck my peach. Oh, yeah. I can almost feel you sucking it. Well, now you better eat it. Yeah, swallow it. It's the right.
If I didn't, it would have glitter all over it, so I had to.
Yeah,
so.
There's always a reason. You're a swallower. We know it. That's good. It's the right thing to do to impeach the evil that is the Trumpus, the Krampus of our times. So we're eating impeachments, eating the impeachment. Eat a peach for impeachment. Having our 10th peachy impeachment party. And it's also the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, if you're tuned in live, when the Japanese, the anime, attacked us. You know, you never know when your friends are going to become your enemies or vice versa. So they attacked us. Surprise attack, although some people say we knew about it. Some people say that about 9/11, you know. But they brought us into the war, and World War II, that is. And that was 78 years ago. But just the other day, a Navy officer shot and killed 2 people and himself right there in Pearl Harbor. Of course, that's what we train them to do. We don't teach them the bonobo way. We teach them to shoot, to kill. So why are we surprised when they do that? I don't know. But there's another Navy shooting in Pensacola the other day. A gunman was a Saudi aviator in training. Sound familiar? And the Trumpus fluffed up his horns and said that his good friend Mohammed bin Bonesaw is very sorry, but this is not the Saudi way. It's also not the bonobo way, but certainly not the Saudi way, according to Mohammed bin Bonesaw. Because if he'd done it, he would have chopped them up into little pieces or flown a plane into the building or something. These are crazy times, brothers and sisters. But all is well in the holiday season. We even have a nativity manger right here. I just want to point out that we have the baby Jesus butt plug right here, baby Jesus. And I just feel very strongly that if we could just get one of these up the ass of all those uptight guys out there, then maybe we would have peace on earth, goodwill towards men, because it is mostly the men that start the wars, or women trying to act like men, I don't know. And the bonobo way is peace on earth, pleasure for all. That's right, that's the bonobo spirit, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. They are humanity's closest living great ape cousins, like Jesus. And, I got a new Divine Interventions Jesus Jackhammer dildo just for Christmas. It's red, and I'm going to open it up and give it its first lick, even though this is sort of more appropriate for Easter. Thank you, Divine Interventions, makers of beautiful religious dildos. Mm. And maybe I shouldn't show this on the Facebook camera, so Facebook should show something else while for my DrSusanBlock.tv camera.
Show Jesus on the cross.
Put Jesus in me, and I. Mm. Jesus is big. Mm. And I sing out, Jesus is in me now. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So I've got a couple of Jesuses now, red and gold. Mm. And these are the Jesus Jackhammer dildos. And we have the baby Jesus butt plug. And of course, because impeachment is coming, somebody's got some experience with that. Our dildo. Yes, indeed. So those Clintons and Trumps have more in common than we like to admit. But still, get them out of there. You know, yeah, the bonobos are creatures of peace like Jesus. And my divine mission, well, I don't know if it's divine, but maybe if I called it that, like Kanye or Joel Osteen, I could get faith-based tax breaks too, like they do. Kanye will. Joel already does. And I don't think I'm going to do that. But my calling is to spread the bonobo gospel to help save these highly endangered cousins of ours from extinction, as well as to deliver us from our own evil incarnate, which at the moment is expressed by the Trumpus. Although the Trumpus isn't the only one. And just because we impeach the Trumpus doesn't get us out of those scary alpine woods. No. We have to root out a lot of bad things for humanity to survive, and the bonobos can show us the way to great female empowerment, male well-being, and peace on earth, pleasure for all, brothers and sisters. So, happy Krampus, and welcome to Bonoboville. I also want to welcome my guests tonight. I have a couple of very interesting guests who are both virgins to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Whoa.
Yes.
Can I see your hymen?
That's been destroyed long ago.
But she said you were a virgin.
Who's the rapper that wants to see his daughter's hymen?
T.I.?
T.I. Oh, my God. Crazy.
At the Pap smear.
Times are crazy. So, Let's see. I'm going to introduce my two guests kind of quickly and then get into you both deeper. First, right over here is Gia Gelato, sweet as ice cream. Also, I think you're also known as Gia Galante.
Yeah, I don't use that name anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you do on Twitter. But, okay, we'll call you Gelato. And we like Gelato a lotto. We sure do, you know, well, sweet and creamy.
Are you Italian?
I'm not.
Oh, you want to be sweet, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, you're just sweet. Whoa, that's good.
Okay, sweet enough to eat.
That's exactly what the point is.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
If you could be a flavor, what would you be?
I think strawberry.
Ooh.
That's my favorite.
Yummy.
Everybody likes strawberries.
I guess so. Some people are allergic, though, but, you know, we're not going to get into that. See, I think of these things. But we're excited to have you, and you are, I don't know, a porn star, right?
Something like that.
Something like that. Porn performer. You do quite a bit of porn, at least from what I've seen on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you work with Fox Models.
Yes.
Shout out to Fox Models.
Yes, shout out to
Fox Models.
And how long you been doing it?
Like 6 months.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gosh. Well, you're a veteran.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 months, yeah.
Wow. Well, so what got you into porn?
Really just getting kind of bored and tired of being in the same hometown all the time. I just wanted to do something spontaneous. And what more spontaneous can you do than porn?
That, exciting.
Yeah, I mean, not that porn scenes aren't planned, but the best laid plans may not get you laid the way you planned. And so it's good to be flexible. We're going to get into flexibility in just a minute. But we do want to find out more about your porn work. And where are you from, actually?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore! Oh, yeah. The city that Trump keeps dissing. My goodness. Shout out to Baltimore. We love you. Whoa. I used to love to visit Baltimore. I'm from Philly.
Yeah,
I went to a couple of theater festivals there. I don't know if they still have them. This was years ago. But anyway, I visited the rats. You know. No, I'm just kidding.
I instantly thought John Waters. Oh, the place where,
John
where
Waters.
All the weird, cool movies are from.
Hairspray,
you know? Baltimore.
Baby.
It made me think, that town's got to be cool and weird.
Before we get into too much conversation, I want to introduce my other guest who's new to the show tonight, and that is Eagle Bear.
Hello, everybody.
A.K.A. Mr. Long Beach.
Mr. Long Beach Leather, 2019.
Long Beach Leather, a switch, a gay kinkster, but homo flexible.
That's right. While I have this title, my aim is to please.
And to me, you look like a daddy dom. I know you're a switch, but you can fill that role. You seem very daddy dom like. Yeah. Like bear too. Isn't bear like a phrase for daddy? Bear daddy.
Daddy bear.
Daddy bear. Yeah. With the hair on the face and everywhere. Oh. Yeah. So I thought you did DomCon, but maybe not. But you are a friend of our friend. Joey, he was here. Joey Ella's boyfriend. What's his name?
Joey Povinelli.
Joey Povinelli. Like, I feel like I keep thinking that it's for point of view.
Joey Povinelli.
You have to say it like you've just eaten a plate of pasta. Yeah.
Exactly, or it won't work. Joey Povinelli.
Wow.
Sorry.
As well as Madame de Sade.
Oh, yes, yes. And she had her boot on my back earlier tonight.
Oh, really? Oh. So you were on the other
side
of
the camera.
Of the switch.
Oh, yes.
You were the subby for Madame de Sade. I think everybody's a subby for her. Almost.
I would be.
Yeah.
You can't help it.
Wow, but she had her boot on your neck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, for photographs for an event that I'm doing next month.
Oh. What event are you doing?
It's called Yes Sir. And it's an event where the doms and the subs in the community, whatever gender they may identify as, can come together and show off and have fun and just be in the same space and all have fun.
All right. And how do people go?
That this will be at the Eagle 562 in Long Beach.
Okay.
At the end of January. I'm not at liberty quite yet to say the date, but it will be at the end of January.
We know it will be. Okay. So so you go back and forth, but you can be a dom sometimes.
Absolutely.
Like to what kind of subs?
Oh, willing subs.
Naughty ones.
Yeah.
Willing naughty, but naughty.
Yes.
Right. Do you identify with the Krampus character at all?
I do, in a way. How should I say? That's the person that decides they know what they know what's best for you, and they give it to you.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
But it's kind of bad what they know is best for you, although it might be that you want something bad, that you want to be beaten.
That's right.
You want to be spanked. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I know this is getting political, but you seem a little political from your Facebook page, that American people have taken the Trumpists as our Krampus, and that there's something in us that's sick and kind of ecocidal. Maybe, suicidal, that wants to be hurt by the evil clown, and is fascinated. Certainly we're fascinated. That's why we keep looking at him on the news. And that's why he's here. But we gotta get rid of him, in my opinion. I don't know. I think we do.
Well, see, the question is, in that regard, is whether that's consensual kink. Whether we have that dark side in us and we want to be punished, but maybe we're not aware that we want to be punished. I mean,
it wasn't consensual for me. I didn't vote for him, and actually most people didn't in America.
That's right.
But the Electoral College, puts us with Krampus Trumpus in charge, So here we are. Yeah, and we're having an impeachment party. Would anyone like a peach?
I would like a peach.
Would you?
I'll suck that
I'll
peach.
I'll feed you. Here, suck a peach for me, baby.
Oh, nice. Wow, that was amazing.
That was good. That was a good suck. Oh, and you're an animal play expert, too.
Oh.
I'm a puppy.
You're a puppy. And you have a puppy.
I do.
What a coincidence. And is he still under the... we're going to have more.
He's so cute.
He's hiding.
Your puppy is Maki?
Yes,
he's Maki. A Siberian husky.
Yes,
would you like a peach?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, look at that sucking technique.
Oh, my.
Oh. That's why she's famous. Mm. Whoa.
Yeah. And she usually sucks things that are a lot bigger than that.
A lot bigger.
Portion. Yeah, you are an expert in...
Sucking.
Sucking.
Sucking, wow.
An oral expert.
I'm going to be just like you when I grow up. Woo.
Yeah. Well, okay. And so the peach was kind of small. Here's a bigger one. Or would you rather suck Jesus? My dad, what religion were you raised with? Are you still kind of, you're kind of
the
a church?
Peach.
You'll
I'll
have the peach.
The
okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, okay. Okay, I don't want to,
I'm
very irreverent.
I don't want to suck Jesus.
You want to suck Jesus? Okay. She
He's
sucks that peach so well.
He's sexy in the depictions, but I just don't want to suck him.
Well, because there is talk about the disciple that Jesus loved.
Right.
So.
And would you prefer red Jesus or gold Jesus?
Mm. What's the difference?
Rinse Jesus off.
Huh?
Rinse the Jesus off.
We'll rinse the Jesus off. Sure.
That one looks bigger.
This one looks bigger?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Uh-huh. And he said.
And he meant it too, man.
Okay, so we should rinse the Jesus off.
I can do it.
Baptize
hey,
Jesus.
You, have
you can baptize him.
Hey, Harry's John the Baptist. He's going to baptize him right now. He's rinsing. Mm-hmm.
So what porn movies have you been in with, I mean, anything we can watch?
Yeah.
Besides on your Twitter?
Yeah, I was on, it was like a cheerleading, like a threesome, I mean a foursome with three girls and one guy. We were supposed to be cheerleaders, and he was the coach, and we're trying to convince him to, well, we're competing with each other for team captain.
Oh, yeah. So the competition is who can get the best blowjob, and that becomes the team captain.
Pretty much.
That's how it's done, you know?
Exactly. Nobody wins, though.
Oh, nobody wins.
Yeah. Everybody gets
not even like an everybody wins.
No, I think he's still thinking about it.
Wow.
Even right
what
now.
A holdout.
Yeah. Maybe there will be a part two.
Holding out for anal,
yeah,
probably.
Exactly.
Okay, well, and what's the name of that one?
I can't remember.
Or
I
what
it's
company?
Just three
is it?
Cheerleaders.
Three cheerleaders.
Yeah. I think it's just something.
And a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, here's John the Baptist.
Ah, here he is.
Yay.
John the Baptist. That would be Harry. And this is the Jackhammer Jesus.
Oh, Facebook. Lord.
No, I don't think we should show this on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not.
Okay, so this is the Blessed Jesus Jackhammer of Divine Interventions. And this is Eagle Bear.
Oh, wow.
He's giving it a lot of love.
Okay, I changed my mind. I'm going to be just like him when I grow up. No.
Me too.
Oh, he's grabbing Jesus by the legs. My goodness. Wow. I apologize to anyone who I might be offending, but, you know, you're watching. You don't have to.
He was good, too.
He was good. Okay. Well, Jesus thought you were good, too. And so you're going to get a spanking, maybe. I don't know.
I kind of am interested to see how that flogger feels.
You want to see how the flogger feels?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I am into that, yes.
All right. Well, would you like to do that now? Would you like to just bend over the couch?
I'll have to take my vest and my shirt off.
I mean, okay. Okay. Here we go.
So I'll hold it for
tease.
You, or I can put it somewhere, wherever you want.
Music. Is he taking off all of his regalia, too? Wow. This is getting okay. All right, so I'm going to do it from a short distance. A little stingy, right? Well, you're not going to feel it on your butt, but... Whoa, very short distance. Maybe I can back up a little bit. How does that feel?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it feels.
All right. Well, no one's talking. Well, okay.
Oh, it's just a tease. It's just a tease.
I want to hear some moaning. I'm the Krampus.
You're supposed to be more scared of Krampus.
Oh, my God.
Feel the Krampus.
Is Krampus scary?
Oh, he's scary good.
Krampus has nice nails.
And there we go. Let's have some applause for Eagle Bear. Taking it from the Krampus.
He's going to be good next year?
Yeah.
Or he's going to be naughty on purpose to get more.
That's what got me that. So.
Oh, so he's going to be naughty. He's going to be extra naughty next year to make sure that Krampus comes back.
Aw, and then I pet you.
Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. It's always my pleasure to give a Krampus spanking to the needy. And yes,
needy.
The big difference between us and the real Krampus and the Trumpus is consent. Spanking is lots of fun. Among consenting adults. Don't spank your children. It makes them stupid in general, lowers their IQ. I'm sorry, but if you were spanked as a kid, your IQ would probably be a couple points higher if you weren't. So it does lower your IQ and probably makes you a spanking fetishist, which isn't so bad. But were you spanked as a kid?
I was.
You were. You'd be smarter if you were.
Not very often, yeah.
But not very often. Okay. So not too bad. Yeah, good. Were you spanked as a kid?
Yeah, no. No. Not really.
Do you like spanking as an adult?
No.
No.
I'm very sensitive to pain.
Okay.
Me too.
Yeah.
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 Look at these delicate ladies and the tough. You know, it takes toughness to be a sub. More toughness than being a dom, really.
Yeah.
In a way. I mean, a lot of toughness to be a sub. So so you don't like a spank. I saw somebody spank you on Twitter, but maybe you didn't like it too much.
I know, or maybe it wasn't hard that hard.
Yeah.
They might have
it was
known.
More like just a prelude to the booty thing. Now, what really turns you on? What makes you enjoy, gives you an orgasm?
I think the better I feel, you know, the better the person makes me feel, the more comfortable, then that's what turns me on.
Being comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So Krampus wouldn't make you feel comfortable.
No.
No. Yeah. Did you grow up hearing about Krampus at all? Have you heard about that, or did you see the horror movie?
No, never.
Nothing.
Until
you
today.
Never heard about it.
No.
Wow. Well, I like to bring the news. the bad news of Krampus. The bad Santa. You know, there's always a bad side to every good thing, right?
There is.
Yeah, you know, sometimes in the same person. Sometimes it's all bad, but not usually. Usually there's, you know, some good,
the good
and some bad.
The good outweighs the bad.
Yeah, so you grew up Christian or Catholic?
Christian, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you still go to church?
I haven't, like, recently, but it's a plan to, once I get settled, to start finding a church.
Finding a church that... That will accept porn stars, or are you going to, like, lead a double life?
No, I think they should accept porn stars.
I think so, too. Let's say Jesus loved the hookers.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Mary Magdalene, right?
Well, you know, I happen to think Mary Magdalene was really his wife. Mm. I do. I'm a Da Vinci Code kind of gal. But I think he also, you know, he said, those of you who are without sin can cast the first stone against the woman that was being stoned, who probably wasn't Mary Magdalene. That was his, I don't know. They mix it all up in the Gospels, but he certainly seems to like the sexy women.
You didn't have to do much back then to be considered a fallen
a harlot?
Woman. Yeah, exactly. Like, you walked on the wrong side of the street and you were considered, you know.
Maybe, sort of, you know, but then again, I mean, there were harlots all over the place and temples of temple prostitutes and stuff. And there were guys with 12 wives, you know. Solomon had 1,000. I mean, there's always sex going on. always sex. It's just what we want to emphasize. And I like to emphasize the bonobo way. Kind of using sex for peace, as well as other things. But you ever hear of bonobos before, Michelle?
No.
Bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee. And we found your trailer. Would you like to have a look at your trailer? We could show it for the cheerleaders.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so we're going to... I'm sure we can't show that on... Facebook, I'm going to guess,
resort.
But we could show the cheerleaders on our, oh, here we go, yeah.
Oh, that looks
boobies
awesome.
Right away. Sperm.
This is the one show I showed you on my glasses.
Whoa, calm down. Whoa.
Here they are.
You haven't picked a team captain yet.
Gia Gelato!
The star!
Emma Starletto.
If you want me to choose this year's captain, I'm going to have to see your best move.
To be the new captain coach.
Oh, there you are. I almost thought that was you in the movie. Like, who's going to be the new captain? And then here we see Gia. And I thought, oh, Gia gets to be the captain. Oh, but there you are. Okay. I would vote for you. It was close. It was close. So the other girls look good. So that was just the trailer, so
okay.
You know, y'all want to see the whole thing, I'm sure. Wow, had you seen that before?
No.
How do you like watching yourself?
It depends. That one was interesting. Sometimes if I know that I wasn't comfortable or I did a bad job, it's hard for me to watch because I can see my emotions and everything that was going through my head.
I can't imagine you doing a bad job.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it's terrible.
What'd you do a bad job with?
Well, my first one ever actually was anal, and I'd never done anal before.
Porn
film? Ever or just on film?
Never.
And you did it on film?
Wow. Now, a lot of performers sort of save the anal for later in their career, but you went for the gusto.
Yeah, like I just saw it was more money if I did it, so I was just like,
Who doesn't like money?
Right.
I like money.
Well, and I'll try anything once.
So, okay, did you choose an actor that had a smaller one?
I didn't get to choose. They just told me.
So they just gave you, like,
yeah, they just told me that it was going to be.
Do you want to name the actor? I mean,
I don't actually remember his name.
Oh, well, sorry, guy. You don't get any credit. Or then again, maybe you don't get the blame. Do you think that he wasn't sensitive to your being an anal virgin?
No, I think it was me. I think.
You're probably like a lot of women, and you always think it's you. I don't know.
Well,
it was your first time.
Yeah, it was.
When it's anybody's first time, and the other partner knows that, that, you know, I mean, yeah, we're all responsible for our own good time. And certainly, especially when you're a porn performer. But on the other hand, you were a virgin to anal, and it was his, you know, upteenth time.
Yeah.
And he should have been more, I don't know, sensitive, I think. Yeah. Now, we don't know who he was, so we're not dissing.
Maybe I should go back and watch it and see, maybe it was him, maybe it was me, who knows?
Well, it sounds like you just feel that it's your responsibility to make everybody happy. And you're a people pleaser.
I am.
And you're a cock pleaser, I bet.
That part too, especially that part.
That part, yeah.
You know, the last time I did stand-up, I've been really depressed for the past few months, and the last time I did stand-up, I thought...
It's because I don't beat you enough.
I thought, I did so bad. And everybody's like, you did good, you did fine. But when I watch the video, I think, it's so obvious, I'm depressed. But other people, they're like, you're so funny, you got so many laughs. So you probably did better than you think you did. You know what I mean? Like,
I cried.
So
they thought you were acting. I bet you they watched it.
Well, you know, most guys would find that bad, but some guys and some, you know, some people just find tears to be sexy. So
yeah, they
know.
Call it painal, apparently, and it's painal. Like a good thing, yeah.
I got to write that
painal.
Down.
Yeah, painal.
Wow.
I bet you everybody probably thinks, oh, my God, she's such a great actress.
Right? Painal.
No, they thought you were a good actress.
And, you know, that sort of makes me nauseous in a way. Like, I don't know. It bothers me to hear that. But I guess it is consensual. It is kind of a Krampus-like thing. I mean, to have people enjoying your pain and calling it painal. But people do that, if you are the type of person that gets off on other people's pain, you really should take a class on how to deal with that. That's my opinion. It's you know, it can be dangerous to other people and to yourself. And there are a lot of people that get off on other people's pain. Well, you deal with that in BDSM. It's getting off on someone's pain, but it's very protocol-rich, communication-intense consent.
Yes. We have things like the power exchange. We have in a lot of people when they come into the scene and they start exploring themselves and what they like, they find it therapeutic.
It is, and we talk about that a lot here, about you know the confluence of kink and therapy, and that kinky things can be therapeutic. I guess trauma therapy can be kinky too. And certainly, porn is somewhere in there. I mean, it's certainly kinky. And I guess it can be therapeutic. Of course, it can also cause you to need therapy. which do you think it's doing for you?
I think it's therapeutic. I get to let out, you know, any built-up frustrations or any, basically anything. You just get to let go and have fun with people who are like-minded, and it's relaxed usually.
Yeah.
Different from what you see on the actual video, it's actually pretty relaxed usually shooting.
Do people from back home in Baltimore know what you're doing?
Yes.
And what do they think about it?
Well, at first, I don't know. Well, there's always good and bad. There's supporters and people who are like, just keep doing it. But when it first came out, it was kind of like everybody spread it around. They sent it to all my family members. Luckily, I have a very supportive family, but they sent it, to even my grandfather on Facebook.
Oh, my
God. Whoa.
Yeah.
So what was this, like an enemy or a frenemy trying to get you in trouble?
Well, it was actually a guy that I went to high school with. Like, and it's funny because I heard rumors back in high school that he was telling people, you know, we had sex and everything. So it's funny now, years later, he's like bringing me back up, like he still remembers me.
He's obsessed with
jealous.
Him
before. He's jealous. He didn't get it.
He is. He's got a little bit of he's got a fixation on you. He's a little bit of a stalker at this point.
I mean, he got me a lot more views on Pornhub.
So. Well, okay. Then that's good. And your granddad is pretty cool with it. And these are the church-going family members.
Yeah.
So this is a fun church. This makes me want to go to your church.
An accepting church. The type of church you can come in your slippers and pajamas and nobody's going to judge you. Yeah.
Can you be gay?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. A lot of churches are very anti-gay.
Well, yeah. See, that's what I was gonna suggest. Is Metropolitan Community Church. It's run by Reverend Elder Troy Perry. Started in 1968 in his living room. He wrote the book, "The Lord Is My Shepherd, and He Knows I'm Gay." And basically, from that moment in time, 50 years later, there's 300 churches all around the world, they practice. They are before the reconciling movement that you see now. They were before that.
Right.
So I personally, as a leather boy and as a title holder, could wear any of this inside any MCC, and they would welcome me and they would love me and they would know what it was about.
Nice. Well, I think the churches and synagogues, and mosques and
temples.
You Hindu temples out there and Buddhists. I mean, you guys gotta start accepting all of us for who we are, or you're not gonna have any members. So,
right?
If you want to keep collecting our money, then you got to accept our sexuality. I think, although a lot of them are based on doing exactly not that, that's okay as long as you don't make it the law of the land. And of course, a lot of those churches do want to make it the law of the land. So there's where we differ.
So then how do they have the kids to replace themselves if they don't want you to do it?
How do
the kids
they
are going to, well, you're like, you're saying like, okay, well, a lot of them don't encourage sex or whatever. So,
they encourage sex. You're supposed to have sex for procreation to continue. the church. Only, that's the only reason. Only and that's why they don't really like gay people. That's why they don't like women who obviously have sex for non-procreational reasons. you know, I mean, it's all because they want to channel the sex into, you know, creating more people who are also consumers and going to destroy the earth. But anyway, recreational sex is important to our well-being, and bonobos show us that's the way. So I'm having a big consultation over here, but I was going to move in this direction, maybe. But anyway, I want to find out, everything okay? Everything? Yeah? Oh, okay. Okay, so we're about halfway through the show.
11:23.
Oh, I did want to ask you, though, about animal play, since we're talking about bonobos. And I, of course, like to encourage people to release your inner bonobo, and that often involves being kinky, being sexual in recreational ways, and in general, just releasing your inner animal. I mean, it doesn't have to be a bonobo. It could be a doggy or a kitty cat or a cock. Uh-huh. Yeah, you like to be a doggy.
I am, and I was just in doing a little research for myself. I heard you say that we are angel and we are animal.
Well, what I say is we're really not angels, that's a fantasy, and that we're animals. Like bonobos are animals, mm-hmm. We're all animals. And I know this goes against a lot of people's religion, and I'm definitely an evolution believer, and I believe that we have the same ancestors. And yeah, we are animals. We're not angels. And we fight like animals fight. The difference between bonobos and all the other great apes is they never kill each other. They stop at killing. So it's interesting. They use sex to diffuse violent tension. And, of course, the females are very empowered. And the guys are gay. The guys are let's say, bi. They're bi. They're heteroflexible, I guess, because they certainly like the females, but they also like each other, and they do penis fencing, they do oral amongst each other. Yeah, yeah, anga. Yeah.
Where can I start with that? It was puppy play, and expressing my pup self was a latent fetish for years. I started out as a handler. To a very dear pup of mine, a couple of pups, and one
and
day
the handler is more or less the dog.
Yes. And there's
training the doggy, the pet.
And then I realized that hey, maybe I might have some of that energy in me because I was. When you do pup play, it's usually nonverbal,
right?
And it takes you to that animal space inside of you. And when I was being trained to be a daddy or a dom, that was part of my training, was to realize my inner beast.
Oh, that's the inner beast, the inner animal.
Yeah. And so from there, that was one of the ways that I chose to express myself.
Nice.
And it took, but I didn't quite get it. I got it as a handler, but not as a pup. And it took being in a pup cage with somebody that I had just met at a convention. Who just took 10 to 15 minutes to show me what it was all about. And I understood it then. And all these years later, 8-9 years later, I was coming out of the gym. It was a particularly hard week at work and at other things. And I had a sock monkey named Eric. And I just carried him around. I squeaked him as I went outside the gym. I put Eric in my mouth.
Wow.
And I just started shaking him, and that release, that release of energy, told me everything that I needed to know. I said, "Okay, now I get it."
Wow!
And it's just that, and since then I have been going to certain puppy events in Long Beach. It's Barking Billiards.
You should meet Madame Marguerite, who's actually going to be here on the 28th. Yeah, with Madame Dussade. Because Madame Marguerite is our animal play monarch winner of Susie Awards, and she's just a fabulous person, and she does train all kinds of animals, from puppies to lions to just bonobos and kitties and elephants and birds, all kinds of animals, and runs the pet show at DomCon. So, you know, I might be able to get you into the pet show. Okay. Anyway, she's she and Mistress Ellen. Do you know Mistress Ellen?
No.
No? Oh, my. Mistress Ellen is also a total animal play maven. And anyway, we love animal play. We feel we are always animals playing anyway. It's just sometimes you emphasize the non-human animal. Do you feel that you have a totem animal? Is there an animal that you resemble or that you like to release?
Spirit animal.
Spirit animal. There you
go.
Spirit.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think my spirit animal is that extravagant. It'd probably be that dog right there.
Hey, Maki, Maki. Maki's hiding. Yeah, I think the cameras are freaking him out.
He's sleeping, actually. He's knocked out right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll show him later. We'll sneak up on him.
I don't know if I have a spirit animal either. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like...
I should let somebody else choose. Hey, tell me what my spirit animal is.
What
do I act like? What do you think it is? Okay, I'll go for it.
Well, there's always the pussy. I mean...
Oh, I'm a pussy.
Meow.
You could be a pussy. I'm, of course, a bonobo and a goat. I am the horny, horned goat... Pan, who comes out as Krampus this time of year. Although Krampus is kind of extra mean, which is why I call the Trumpus a Krampus. But he is an aspect of Pan, definitely. He definitely kind of shakes you up like Pan does. And he has the horns. Yes, indeed. So maybe we'll do a little Krampusing. You can... Tie somebody up? You want to do that?
I can.
Whoa. You can. Well, I'm going to ask my guest first. Would you like to be tied up? Or
sure.
Yeah? Okay.
We could tie her and me up together. Or maybe? Am I getting too creative?
We'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
I've done that before.
I think I know what my spirit animal is. It's just not sexy. But
what is it?
I think I kind of like survive anything, so I always say, oh, I'm like a cockroach, I just survive, you know, because I've lived in really terrible, like, expensive places, and I didn't have enough money, and I'm like, I'm a cockroach, and I say,
sexy.
I think in a past life, maybe I was a tardigrade, because I just survive.
The cock part is sexy.
Okay, yeah. Cockroach, but tardigrade. Sorry, I'm not sexy, but I think I survived, so I'm one of those two.
Okay, so we're going to move over here.
Let's
maybe we'll do first a little tying up with clothes on, so we can have that
with Facebook,
and just a little, and then we'll get a little more... X-rated.
And don't forget the dog is under here.
There's a dog under.
So we have to be careful
manger.
How we sit on there.
We don't want to sit on the dog.
Well, but the dog we'll is have under.
Could we move
the manger? The dog.
Okay, so we have the manger. So we could move the manger onto the desk.
That's all right.
Here we go. This seems
okay, is
like
that another, can we tie people up on Facebook or not?
We've done that. Yeah, they're going to have clothes on. And
they've also banned us for half the month.
Oh, right. Well.
As long as we have clothes
on. Just a little bit light. Is anybody, well, you're totally clothed. Do you have panties on, my dear? You do.
They match
red
the dress.
Santa panties.
And the panties.
Okay. So, Facebook people. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. But what we're doing is not porn and doesn't show anything. Oh, Anna looks like a Christmas tree. Anna, come on over here. I want to put Anna on Facebook.
Yeah,
look at
this. She's
so
cute.
Anna looks just like a Christmas tree. Okay, so you're going to sit over there, Anna, with us. Okay, you want to sit there? Is that okay?
Watch yeah.
Supervisor.
And so you guys are going to get on here.
No, wait, the dog.
Oh, the dog. What about
under, is he under there?
Yeah, he's under here. Yeah, you want to check on the dog?
I think if she sits here, the dog's here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's your dog.
We're not going to bother the dog.
What do you, I mean, you're really light. I feel like he could sit down, but I don't know. What do you think? Do you think you're going to squash your doggy or?
Okay. No, the dog's going to be fine, you guys.
Okay. I'm sitting here. Is the dog?
What I'm saying is that the thing sinks down.
The dog doesn't
care.
Then
the dog will move.
Okay.
Okay, so here they are. Our Perils of Pauline.
First
naughty
he's gonna
girls.
Tie us up, then he's going to throw us on
okay,
a track.
Okay, so you and me are both Krampus. I'm the one that's just acting nasty, and you are the one that is tying them up. I'm not going to really spank you because I know you don't like to be spanked, but I'll threaten you. Oh, you naughty ladies. You've been naughty. Santa says you haven't been nice. Oh, no. And here's the Trumpus. I should be punishing him, really. Oh, we need a microphone for... Wait. Hold the mic in front of his face. We can't have any
so I used the
silent
traffic signal.
Negotiations.
I use the traffic signal as a negotiation. So if it's yellow, that means speed up. And if it's red, it means stop.
Oh.
And okay. He asked us if we had circulation problems, which we don't.
Okay. Good to know. It's like you got to be a little bit of a paramedic when you're a rigger. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to know your bodies. So we've got gold rope. And he's
that's
tying
Christmas-y?
Up the hands. Do you call this shibari, kimbaku, or just... Eagle pears, roping.
I just call it tying people up and having fun.
Okay. Tying people
good.
Up
that's
and having fun. Yep. All right. And so they're getting their arms tied together.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Are you excited?
She has her nails done. I'm kind of... Oh, she has Krampus nails. They're long. Ooh. I want nails like that.
I know. I'm casting nasty spells on you naughty girls because I am.
Oh, that's
Krampus.
Why we're being punished by Krampus.
Yes.
Because we're naughty.
You are naughty girls. Naughty
so this is
ways.
Actually how Krampus does it?
This is how one of the ways Krampus does it.
Man, I would
of
have
course.
Been naughty a long time ago if I needed...
So, at this point, somebody needs to take the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, he's going to put it in my mouth.
Oh, you're going
somebody.
To... okay, I guess I have to. All right, so what is... what are you doing now? Why don't you describe what you're doing?
The other side.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're tying their arms together in order to create the... tied together effect. I don't know.
Yeah, just tying people together and uniting them.
Uh-huh. And I mean, you're mostly gay. Is it a turn on to tie people together, even if you don't want to have sex with them?
If not a physical turn on, then an emotional turn on, and maybe even a spiritual turn on.
Ah.
Yeah. Because part of what gets me off about leather is the spirituality of it.
What do you mean by the spirituality?
I have to tell you a story and tie two people yeah. together at the same time.
Exactly.
The single tail experience for me is what makes leather spiritual. That's a really good example.
Oh.
Is that I was facilitating a workshop on leather spirituality, and I asked a friend of mine who is a single tail expert at this to just come inside the building, crack the single tail a few times, and wait a few seconds in between cracks. And that space in between those times gave people a chance to reflect, mm-hmm. but it also put distance, time, and form
wow.
into the scene. And it brought everybody present into the room, and they had a really good discussion.
Ooh.
So talking is sexy.
It is. And, you know, we have to do more and more of that now.
Call us anytime.
Communication.
And actually, yeah, talking. Okay. I mean, I was thinking about talking in terms of, you know, negotiating a scene. But, hey, if you just want to talk about sex, you know who to call. The Dr. Susan Block Institute, okay, 213-291-9497. That's right, babies. And actually, if you want to call this show, we have a different number, which is 626-461-5212. And we have Eagle Bear tying up Gia Gelato. Look at this direction. Don't look at him. Look at the cameras. That's right. Gia Gelato and Sunshine McWayne. And I think we're just about done with that, right?
We're reaching a point, yes.
Reaching a point of doneness? Of
doneness for the cameras, yes.
Yes. All right. For the cameras. Ooh, it implies something else. And
something else off stage.
Ooh. Well, certainly there's going to be something else on camera, but leaving the Facebook cameras. And what camera is on there right now? Oh, that's that one? Okay. Somebody's got a very close up of me. No, I don't like that. Yeah, pull away a little. Okay. So here we go.
And usually there's, I mean, this looks like there's enough rope, but usually there's other parts of the body that we tie up.
Yes. Of course, other parts of the body. So are you done with that?
I think I am done with this part.
Okay.
Of it, yes.
All right. And they just sit there or do they stand up like this? I don't think they can stand up.
I don't know. I don't think they can stand up, but that's
can we challenge them to see if they can?
Like okay.
It'd be like sort of predicament bondage.
I mean, yeah, it would be, absolutely.
And so, first of all, let's have some applause just in case they fall down. But, yay. And now, try to inch yourselves up. Can you do it? Let's see what you gals can do. Can you work together? Can you? Yes! Yes, here they are. And turn around, yes. Turn around and around and around, around, around. Oh, there we go, just like a Christmas ornament. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Let's have some applause. Yay. And now you can untie them. Yeah. Okay. They're going to get untied and then we're going to do some other stuff. Yes, baby. We're here with Gia Gelato and Eagle Bear and Sunshine on the Dr. Susan Block Show celebrating Krampus, the horny, horned, bad Santa. That's spanking the Trumpus. Yes. That's right, as we close in on another holiday season, the last of the decade, the teens, we're really moving now. Boy, he's got to untie them. Oh, they're really tied up good here. Okay. So let's see, how do you guys feel? How you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah, do you like being tied up?
I do, actually.
Why, how does it make you feel?
Well, I like it like a lot tighter than this, but
oh, okay.
He's being nice to us.
Yeah. Did you have a good time, Sunshine?
Yeah, I think I'm liking it more and more every time I get tied up.
Yeah. It's a little bit objectified and fun. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Now you can hold it yourself. I don't have to hold it for you.
That
all right. What did you think, Anna?
Microphone.
Did you like the... Where's the...
The other microphone? Oh, they're there.
Here, we have a microphone.
Well, I like it.
Did you like it? It was like so tying up a Christmas package.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. They were, you know, like little Christmas gifts. All right. So now, I think... Are you ready to ride the motor bunny?
Oh, really?
Yeah? Yeah? You ready?
This show just doesn't... Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Now we're going to get wild. I think... Maybe we should move this thing, or we could put it up here. We could put it up here. Let's move it back a little. Or are we going to move it away? Whoop, there's the dog. Look, we got the dog. We could get him on Facebook for just a moment.
Yeah.
Here's a cute little doggy. Maki, yes. So we're going to... what about... why doesn't somebody shoot the dog?
Why isn't somebody shooting the dog?
I don't know.
I am shooting the dog.
Here, look at the camera. Yeah, he's...
He
doesn't
so
have
cute.
His makeup on.
He's nervous.
Okay. Aww, so let's move the motor bunny in. Well, he does not want to ride the motor bunny.
He does not want to be a part.
Hi, honey.
I don't know. He's getting in the back. He might want to be a part. But he's not going to be a part. This is not about bestiality, okay? This is just about a dog being in the room. Okay, so now we're going to wrap up the motor bunny because we do that.
Yep.
All right. And we're going to have a motor bunny ride for Krampus.
Do it.
Hi there, Maki. This is kind of an exciting evening for you. Is he used to being around all these people?
No.
Can you pick up a microphone? Can you hold a mic? How long you had him?
Actually, like 2 days.
Oh, that's it. I was going to say, has he seen you having sex?
No.
No, not even. Okay, well, this is going to be exciting.
A good education for okay. you, Pupperino.
Okay. Aww. We're not going to touch you, though. Don't you touch us. Okay. All right, so now we're going to move the Facebook camera to something else.
Doggy.
I don't know.
Me
no,
petting
not
the doggy.
Okay, and can we turn the motor bunny around? It says facing the front.
Is that right?
No, the other way. Yeah. All
I
right.
I knew that. I was just checking to see if you knew that.
And we have this kind of... strange music going on. Do we want this music? Is this our? Okay. Well. Okay. Are you ready? You want to do a little striptease?
So am I getting naked?
Well, that's the best way to ride the motor bunny.
To be as sexy as I can taking off clothes. I'm not that good at it.
You're not that good at it?
We should make this sexy music, right? The dog is really curious to get on the motor bunny.
No, you're not getting on the motor bunny, doggy.
But okay. he wants to. I think so.
Well, he has a sense of something exciting.
Oh, he likes you.
It's coming
he's
up.
So cute.
Oh, he's so soft.
You're
okay. And... I have to stop paying attention to you, doggy. I'm now going to pay attention to your mistress, Gia Gelato. You know, I was just thinking if there's like ever a royal porn parody, you could play Meryl Marco. Maybe. But now she's turning in the other direction. Okay. And stripping.
Woo, sexy.
Sexy. Yeah, look at that. Sexy body.
Woo.
Oh, yeah. Sexy girl. Gia Gelato.
Oh, the doctor.
Live on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Okay. And now you can just take a seat. Is this plugged in, folks? Harry, is this plugged in? It's not going on. Whoa. So we're now having a technical difficulty. So come sit next to me. What? Oh, now it's going. Now it's going. Okay. All right. What? Tell me what your tattoo says.
Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die today.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Who said that? Anybody famous?
Some author.
That's a nice thing to say. Okay. Well, you look gorgeous. How about you just stand up and turn around and show off that beautiful body? Look at that. Wow. You are just in great shape and just a beautiful woman.
Well, thank you.
You are. All right. So take a seat if you like. And you've never ridden a motor bunny before, I can tell you right now, it's not going to be bad like painal. Okay. All right. So Sunshine is going to just hang out with the dog. So you just hang out there, and you can hold the your microphone, or maybe Sunshine should hold your microphone so you can relax.
I was trying to occupy the dog, but yeah, I should be holding the microphone.
The dog, we'll see what happens with the dog. Maybe the dog will not do anything. The dog seems quite hypnotized. All right, okay. So now you are on the motorbike.
Yeah, I am.
And you are Gia Gelato.
And I feel like my whole body's shaking with it.
It is. Do you like vibrators in general?
I haven't really gotten to use that many. Hitachi is amazing.
Hitachi. And no, doggy. You don't sniff her butt. A lot of creatures in this room would like to sniff Gia Gelato's butt. But
like
it's not going to be the dog. Okay, so I'm going to just raise this up very slowly because... you haven't.
My brain's shaking.
Yeah. Maybe if you put your knees on the floor a little. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, like that. How's that?
The same. The same. Yeah, it's like vibrating the rest of my body more than my vagina.
Oh, really?
It is.
Wow. Well,
like
I don't know.
Out of control horse, I guess.
Everything's shaking.
Okay.
You guys are all shaking.
It's vibrating. Is that a bad thing? I mean, I could be Krampus and torturing you, right? No.
I don't know. It's not
a
bad
thing. Well, I mean, you don't have to
like
ride it. I don't. You know, most people do like it, but some people don't, and it's nothing wrong with you. We could hula hoop. I don't know. Do you hula hoop?
I can try. I haven't done that in years. I probably suck.
No, I think you'd probably be great even if you dropped the hoop if you're naked. But I mean, if you want, I can turn it up, but I don't want to get you all shaken up if you're not enjoying it.
It's enjoyable.
Much as I'm a Krampus, and I want to spank that cute butt just a little. Yeah?
Let you have it.
Just a little bit
for a naughty
girl.
I think the dog's
getting
excited. Oh, we're doing something about butt. I'm going to bite. I want to.
I feel like a bad mother.
You're a beautiful girl. But
no, we've all been there.
I don't want you to not have a good time. Do you want to stay on there? You want to get up off of there?
It's a little intense.
Much. Okay. It's a little intense. Wow. Well, let's hear it for trying the motor bunny. You know this show is real.
You don't know until you try.
Right.
You don't know if you're going to like the motor bunny or not.
I just want to say that the dog had nothing to do with this.
No,
because suddenly she gets up and there's a dog behind her.
Oh, there is a dog.
He's just
the dog
here,
wasn't
he's
actually.
Just sitting
why
here.
Is there a towel on Trump, though? That's kind of.
He threw the
goofy.
Towel because it was in the way or something.
Whose towel is this?
He didn't
that's
get to
show
see
towel.
It this time.
Show the towel off.
A show towel. That is not a show towel. That's kind of a grungy towel. Okay. So, okay. I guess we're getting dressed. And so, well, I mean, no, you do what you want. I thought you were going to try hula hooping. Yeah? You want to try that? Yeah? Okay. So, can we have the hula hoops? And can we move this, please? Yeah, move this thing out of the way. Okay, here come some hula hoops, I think. I don't know. Are you okay? Where's your microphone? Here's your mic. Okay. Here's a hula hoop. Do you have a choice?
Pink is pink. My favorite color.
Yeah, okay. You look good in pink. Okay, so I'll hold the mic.
I'm so terrible at hula hooping.
Yeah? Okay, here we go. And she's hula hooping. Whoa!
She did it! She did it!
Yeah, you know, you had a few rounds there. Whoa, a few more rounds. All right, yeah.
It's okay, I don't know how to do it either.
Okay.
I can do it and suck worse than you, and then you'll feel better about yourself if you want. What, a different hula hoop? But this one's orange for sunshine. Mm. Okay, so.
Okay, do you want a hula hoop now?
I mean, I know I'm not going to be any good, but...
Oh. Okay, well, Becky, we should all just at least take our boobs out in solidarity. And boobs in solidarity.
And, okay, you first.
Yeah. In high heels.
Man, she can do it. She can do it. She can do it.
Whoa.
Okay. Is that enough now?
Woohoo! Man, now I'm going to look really bad because I can't do it.
Your turn.
No, my tail.
It can't get any worse than me.
You're beautiful. I think she did a little worse. You added up a few more rounds. Oh, yeah. That was a few. That was a few. Looked good. What if you got in your butt, though? Oh, turn around before... okay, no, you took it out. Oh, is it a tag? I thought it was a dildo. I thought baby Jesus, maybe. You had baby Jesus up there. Yeah. All right. Okay, give it one more turn.
I mean, a girl can dream, but it's just a tag.
All right, let's hear it for all of us, hula hooping. We suck. It's Krampus. Oh, there you go. Yeah, you are. You're doing it. We're doing it. And I guess we're just about at the end of the show.
You have 6 minutes?
Oh, I have 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Well, you know.
5 minutes.
Should we come back?
Eagle Bear, you can hula hoop too if you want. Clothes optional.
Are you a hula hooper?
Clothes optional. I bet you can do it better than me. Ah, he did it. He did it better than me.
He actually did it worse. All right.
No.
Now I think we're going to have to give a booby prize.
Oh, yeah. Woo. You did it.
Well, you know, this isn't the hula hoop awards, but it is Krampus, and it is another peachy impeachment party, so let's all have peaches. And we didn't have any of our agua. It matches my outfit. Okay, so
that's Bonoboville.
Should we sit on the floor? Can we do that?
The floor,
it's clean except for a little bit of dog hair. Okay. And would you like...
Impeachment celebration. She's showing up what she's so good at.
She's so good at that. Oh, yeah. You're good at it, too. Don't you worry. Well, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, I think we're coming to the end of our live show. So, we just want to say thank you to Eagle Bear. And where can we find you, Eagle Bear?
You can find me at Mr. Long Beach Leather 2019 on Facebook.
All right. And I want to say thank you to Gia Gelato.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your beautiful body and your spirit, both of your beautiful bodies and spirit, and trying the motor bunny. That was a good try. You know.
Oh, she's so sexy.
Oh,
look.
Yeah, beautiful. You could be a model. I'm telling you. You know, we just have to find, who would your Prince Harry be?
Prince Harry's new wife. What's her name? Meghan Markle.
Meghan. Right? Meghan. Oh, jeez.
Meghan Markle?
Meghan Markle. Anyway, when they do the royal, I don't know, do they do royal porn parodies? They should.
Of course they should.
They definitely should. That's another level.
Yeah. What is your next movie?
I don't have anything planned yet, but I do want to start doing my own personal stuff.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Well, so where can people find you?
On Twitter, my at is still Gelante Gia.
But you got another one, Gia Gelato.
Yeah, I made another one, and it's Gelato Gia.
Gelato Gia. That's right. Gia Gelato is just ice cream.
Yeah.
Because she's sweet.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for joining us. And follow the Bonobo Way, you know. Great gift for Christmas, because the bonobos show us the way to peace through pleasure. They show us the way to peace on earth, pleasure for all. And, you know, the holidays are a great time for good food and great sex. Why not combine them? And splosh. That's right. We've got a great splosh issue to give you inspiration. Another stocking stuffer, you know, so to speak. So follow the Bonobo Way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Mm-hmm. Impeach. The Trumpus. That's right. We don't know where it will lead, but it's the right thing to do. And impeachment tastes so good. So, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. Mwah.
To talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you, and no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do, but I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.